girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so very happy. I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Three imprisoned Americans have been released after years of detention in China. Mark Swidon, Kai Lee, and John Leung are to be reunited with their families on American soil. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Swidon suffered brutal abuse and neglect, according to John Kam, a human rights group leader who advocated for Swidon's release.
He is really a shadow of his former self.
He's been mistreated, malnourished, and physically damaged.
Absolutely. He has been shackled.
The State Department says they were illegally detained. It's a new Thanksgiving tradition, perhaps. CBS News New York's Jennifer McLogan talked to Pino Barbieri at his Long Island Pizza about his special pie.
The Thanksgiving pie is phenomenal. It's the flavors just hit the tongue.
Starts with a dough, as usual, but then Pino Barbieri changes course.
Roasted turkey gravy right on top of it. Cornbread, sausage, apple, stuffing, celery, carrots, and onions, all the good stuff in there. This is our carved turkey. Chopped mozzarella. That's just to tie everything together.
It's already a Thanksgiving tradition. That's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, and that means really big balloons floating down the avenue.
To make a giant balloon of this scale, it's actually several balloons pulled together. So you make, you know, the hand might be a one balloon, the nose might be another balloon, and those are all then heat sealed together to make the larger balloon.
That's parade spokesman Orlando Veras. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us there have been bomb threats and swatting incidents targeting several of President-elect Trump's cabinet and administration selections.
The FBI, along with local police, are investigating and says that it takes all potential threats seriously and encourages members of the public to immediately report to law enforcement anything they consider suspicious.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah seems to be holding. As CBS's Deborah Patter reports from Jerusalem, some refugees are going home.
Thousands of displaced Lebanese strapped their belongings onto their cars and headed south. Mohammed Al-Arni returned with his family to peace in his city and the knowledge he's lost everything. As long as we're safe, he said, possessions can always be replaced.
Boise State advanced to the semifinals of the Mountain West Women's Volleyball Tournament, beating Utah State Wednesday night, but the Broncos said they would not play Friday against San Jose State, which has received six forfeit victories because of boycotts from Mountain West opponents. Participation of a transgender woman on the team has been cited for those cancellations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
It's a sad time for Dan Rather's family.
Dan Rather's wife of 67 years, Jean Rather, has died. The announcement on the former CBS Evening News anchor's Facebook page says Jean was a steadfast advisor and rock of true Texas grit during every storm. The
cause of her death was cancer. The Post says she'd been in hospice care for some time. The couple met at a radio station in Houston and moved back to Texas in 2021. Jean, an artist, died at their home in Austin, the Post says, surrounded by family and her artwork. She was 89. Dan Rather is 93 now. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
NBC honors the late John Madden by taking the original Madden Cruiser on one last trip. They're going to open up their broadcast of the nightcap between the Dolphins and the Packers by showing a story on the original Cruiser traveling from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Ohio to Lambeau Field last week. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning partly cloudy during the overnight. Upper 20s at sunrise. North winds 5 to 10. On your Thanksgiving day, skies turning mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-30s. Northwest winds. There will be some flurries. Thursday night, lows in the lower 20s. Currently 26 degrees.
Suspicious smile.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Everyone knows it's It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Whoa!
Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Three American citizens.